The new Air Force One story is one of those items where the technical details reveal something uncomfortable about bureaucratic management. Officials are saying the new presidential aircraft, Boeing's 747-8, which has been delayed for years and is still not fully delivered, lacks key defensive systems that were standard on the older VC-25A jets. We're talking about electronic warfare countermeasures, potentially missile warning systems. The original Air Force One contract was signed in 2018. The delays have been so extensive that the planes are now expected to enter service in a different threat environment than the one they were designed for.
The AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon announcement about SMS code replacement is a consumer technology story that doesn't get enough attention given its security implications. SMS-based two-factor authentication has been known to be vulnerable to SIM-swapping attacks and interception for years. The carriers are rolling out a replacement that uses device-based cryptographic verification rather than a text message code. For anyone who's ever received a six-digit code via text to log into a bank account, this is a meaningful security upgrade.
NHTSA's signal about potentially dropping steering wheel requirements for fully autonomous vehicles is significant for the regulatory trajectory of the self-driving industry. Current federal rules require vehicles to have steering wheels and pedals, which is an odd requirement if the vehicle genuinely has no human driver. The NHTSA chief saying the agency will consider revising that rule opens a path for companies like Waymo and others to deploy vehicles that are designed from the ground up for autonomous operation rather than retrofitted from human-driven platforms.
The Mitsubishi Motors announcement that it will mass-produce humanoid robots at its Kyoto plant is worth pausing on. Mitsubishi is primarily known as an automaker. Pivoting a vehicle manufacturing facility to humanoid robot production is a significant strategic bet. The economics of humanoid robots at scale depend heavily on how well they can perform in unstructured environments, which has historically been the hard problem. If Mitsubishi has solved enough of that to commit to mass production, it would suggest the technology has matured faster than most analysts expected.
The DJI Everest missions are a genuinely impressive demonstration. Three separate drone missions at altitude, hauling over 10 tons of cargo, mapping the Khumbu Icefall, and setting an altitude record for electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. The Khumbu Icefall is one of the most treacherous sections of any high-altitude approach. Dense crevasses, collapsing seracs, extreme temperature swings. Operating drones there reliably has real-world applications for mountain rescue, scientific research, and supply logistics in remote terrain.
The ETH Zurich quantum chip that stores data as vibrations rather than electrical states represents a genuinely different architecture for quantum information storage. Current quantum chips typically use superconducting circuits or trapped ions, both of which require extreme cooling and sophisticated isolation from environmental interference. Phonon-based storage, which is what vibration-based memory essentially is, could in principle operate at higher temperatures with less isolation overhead. It's early-stage research, but quantum computing is a field where architectural diversity has historically produced surprising breakthroughs.
The gene therapy platform using the brain's own cerebrospinal fluid system to bypass the blood-brain barrier is one of the more exciting medical stories of the week. The blood-brain barrier is one of the fundamental obstacles in treating neurological disease. It's the body's protective mechanism that prevents most drugs from reaching brain tissue. This platform uses the natural circulation of cerebrospinal fluid as a delivery mechanism, which could enable gene therapies for conditions ranging from Huntington's disease to ALS that currently have very limited treatment options.